Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos. We are in Masechtah Krisis. We are in the third parak, and today we are going to begin with the first two Mishnayos. So we're going to talk about what happens when a person does an Aveira, and he has to bring a Chatas for an issue that had he had done it on purpose, he would be chayev to bring, would be chayev for Kareis. Amrulo, what if the people come over to a person and they tell him, Achalta chalef? They said, you ate chalef. And the Gemara assumes that even if one person comes over and the person who he is accusing of having eaten chalef doesn't say anything. So maybe chatas, he has to bring a carbon chatas. Eid omer achal, ve'eid omer lo achal. What if one person says, you ate chalef? And the other one says, you didn't. Ishomeres achal, bishomeres lo achal. Or somebody who's not usually allowed to offer testimony. In this case, a woman. One woman says, you go ahead and you ate chalev. And the other one says, you didn't. So now she's not sure. So the person's not sure. Did I eat chalev? Did I not eat chalev? Do I bring a chatas? Do I not bring a chatas? So the Mishnah says in these instances, maybe asham talui. He brings an asham talui in this situation. And why does he bring an asham talui? Because he doesn't know if he's chayav a chatas. Ad eight omer achal, v'hu omer lo. But if he's if one single witness comes along and says he ate the chalev, and he says, I didn't eat chalev, so now we have a person himself being makhish, or being opposite, denying the words, contradicting the words of the witness who says that you ate chalev. So pater, he would not be chayev to bring a chatas. But if two witnesses come along and say you ate chalev, he says, I didn't eat chalev. So Meir Machayev, Meir says, look, when two witnesses speak, they have created reality, and so therefore it'd be Chayev. And so Amar Rabbi Meir, so Meir says, let me explain to him, have you Shnayim L'Misa Chamura? Two witnesses are good enough to establish facts for a much more serious punishment, namely the death penalty. So lo yaviyu l'karban akal, they certainly shouldn't be able to bring a person to bring a karban for a shogeg. So Amar lo, so the Chachamim said, what are you talking about? My mitzalom or mitzid ayisi. Witnesses can come along and state that the fact happened. They couldn't say what the intent was, whether there was an intent or not an intent. So how can you be mechayev a karban in that situation? What if the fellow were to turn around and say, I did it on purpose? So if he would come around and say he did it on purpose, what would come out of the situation? What would come out of the situation is something very dangerous. It would be that he would be technically admitting to being chayev karis. And if he admits to being chayev karis, although that is dangerous, it can't be mechayev him a karban. And so that's why the chachamim disagree with Reb Meir, even though there are two witnesses. The Mishnah continues, achal chelev v'chelev v'chelem echad. What if he eats a kazayas, and then he stops and he eats another kazayas? And he never found out that he's not allowed to do it. So he's eating two kazesim under the same misunderstanding. So then in such a situation, it's one aveira. He's not chayev for each and every kazayas. He's chayev for each and every helam. So therefore, he'd only bring one carbon. But if he's eating a whole sandwich and there's chalev in there and there's dam in there and there's nosar and there's pigol, nosar being a carbon that was left over past the time it was supposed to be consumed, and pigol is an animal that was geshachin, that was slaughtered with the intent at the time to eat it after the time it can be eaten. So each one of these things is a separate prohibition in the Torah, and so therefore he's chayev to bring a carbon for chatos, for the action. Zechomer b'minim harbe mimin echad. That's one of the stringencies that exists by many things, by having different types of aveiros rather than one type. Bechomer b'min echad mimin harbe shemachal kechatzis zayis v'chazal b'erachal kechatzis zayis mimin echad chayev mishnei minim pater. The opposite is true, though. If a person eats a kazayis and then another kazayis, right? So if it's the same name, if it's the same punishment, so he would be chayev. But if he was eating a kazayas of chalev and then he ate a kazayas of dam, the chalev and the dam are not mitzarif, even though both things are punishable. But it can't be, both things are not punishable for the same title, and so therefore he would be exempt in that situation. Okay, we'll stop here. And Be'ezus Hashem will continue tomorrow morning. Have a great, terrific day.